Aloha, and welcome to this continuing education series on the sacraments. And today we are talking about the sacrament of matrimony. I'm privileged to be with some wonderful young adults here who are going to share their insights about the sacrament of matrimony. The first question I would like to ask you is, what does the sacrament of matrimony mean to you? What does marriage mean to you? And do you feel that you are called to that state of life?
I guess matrimony is just the joining of two people, of two souls. And it's an extension of, or a symbol of God's love. And it means a lot. I mean, I guess just being in a relationship for like 3 years, it means a lot to enter in the sacrament of marriage, because then it's as you date and court one another, it's like you get to experience things as life together. But then when you come to the fulfillment of that in that sacrament of matrimony, you get the full experience of love and just not just any kind of love, but it's like sharing that God's love with one with another person in a real special way.
Matrimony, you know, as a sacrament, it's a symbol of God's love. And for me, I think ultimately it means relationship. It's a relationship with me, between me and Ryan. And of course, in our relationship with God, now we're inviting him into our relationship in a very special way. One where we are willing to, you know, give our lives to each other, and also asking God to bless and be with us as we undertake this commitment, continuing to grow in our love for each other and our love for God, and helping each other to grow in our love for God as well.
That's beautiful. Great. Thank you, Anna. What are your thoughts?
For me, I didn't understand what marriage was for a long time. My parents aren't married and I never met my father. And so for me, I learned marriage through a lot of people in my community and how it's two people working together to go to heaven and to also, while on earth, create a family and be with each other in a way that sustains each other's lives. And personally, I do feel like I'm called to marriage. Growing up where it was just my mom and my grandmother and I never thought that marriage should be something that was viable for myself. And I actually did look at the vocation of becoming a sister. But as I've been growing up, I feel more called to marriage.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
When I think of matrimony, the word that really stands out to me is covenant. And to be a covenant is, it's a covenant that you make not only with your future spouse, but with God. And you and your husband and your wife promise to love each other and to partner with each other to get to heaven. And in addition to that promise, you're also including your future family if God wills it.
And Rhea, what do you think?
Well, for me, marriage is always like a beautiful gift to me from God. And it's something that like, I strive for, and I hope to kind of gain. And I think coming from a family where I had two parents that were happily married, one of the beautiful things that I saw between the two was a lot of sacrifice. I mean, they went through a lot of highs and lows, and I really think with marriage, it's really that sense of sacrifice. Being able to sacrifice like your wants and your needs for the other person to kind of will them to heaven and to kind of challenge them in their lives where they learn from one another. And I was blessed to kind of see that with my parents when they went through different kind of roller coasters. It's not always perfect, but it's a beautiful struggle that they work together with God in mind, you know. And I think for myself, I do feel called to marriage, but I'm also kind of in the process of discerning and trusting where God's vocation and will is for me. So it's definitely a process, and I'm in the moment of just trusting the author of the process. So
good, very good. Jeremiah?
Yeah, so marriage for me, I believe, and I think it's already been mentioned before, you know, it's this idea of the mystical union, you know, between Christ and this church. And for me, I think I was kind of relating with Anna's story. It was later on in life that I started to contemplate more, what does marriage really mean? And in the context of scripture and our church's tradition, that didn't come to me until later on. Of course, we all experience some type of early images of marriage through our parents a lot of times, if we're fortunate enough to see that. And so there's a lot of ideas, but for me, I think what really became whole was when I saw how our church's tradition and scripture gave this full image of what marriage can be and should be, ideally. And I think we all strive for that. We want union. We want this covenant, as mentioned before, this fullness of our union with God, with another person, if that's the case, or with the church itself, but ultimately with God. And so I think for me, in my vocation, and it's similar to Rhea's, is that I'm constantly discerning and asking God, Lord, you know, what is it that you're calling me to? Is it the vocation of marriage? Ultimately, it's union with God. And that's the one thing that's a constant, regardless if it will be within the sacrament of marriage or within priesthood or anything else, that union with God and asking for that trust and process, yeah, of discernment, so, yeah.
Thank you. So you've mentioned the mystical union, and you've mentioned this covenant with God, and those, of course, are very important concepts for Christian marriage. But when the rubber meets the road, you know, there's money to earn so you can keep up your household. There's the, you know, if you have children, there are the children to take care of. There are the challenges of just living with another person and not always agreeing. So how do you integrate all of that, the kind of the realities of life, into this mystical union and covenant concept?
Just based on Ryan's and my relationship so far, it has to start with prayer for me. That's where, you know, everything began, and that's where I guess everything is decided. Ryan and I pray together a lot, but I also have had to keep up my own prayer life so that my most important relationship, my relationship with God, isn't... It's mystical, but it's also something I'm bringing into my daily life. So taking the time for prayer, taking the time for reflection, making sure that I am still speaking to God, and entrusting my decisions to His will. I know that the times where I haven't been praying, where my prayer life has gone astray, have been the times where those decisions just get harder. And in learning to invite God into even the most mundane moments, still something I'm working on, but I, you know, that's something that we have learned to do together, Ryan and I.
The sacrament of matrimony, I guess, makes its presence known in marriage. And you can tell the difference is when, as Bishop said, when the rubber meets the road, it's like, as a couple, we can make decisions, whatever we want to do, but ultimately, we have to include the third person in the triangle of marriage, and that's God. If we make decisions on our own, we wouldn't know where things come from. But through God's providence, we trust in Him that, you know, we can get the children into school or food on the table or something like that, just as long as we can trust each other and trust in God.